Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives. Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. We use your Hey, I Was Wondering. You get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs. Today's Hey, I Was Wondering comes to us as a text.
Okay.
So I don't know the name, but I know it's from the 847.
Oh, nice.
An 847-er. Violetta keeps track of all those texts and shares them with me when she has the time, when she's not on Instagram posting selfies.
Yeah, well.
As we learned.
Priorities.
Selfies in elevators yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, Eric, I was wondering, as a reminder, The Bachelorette has begun.
Oh.
It looks like a great season. I was wondering if Whip plans to review it so I don't have to watch it. Thanks. Just wondering. You know, oddly enough, The Bachelorette ended up on the TV in my house last night. Whew, that was painful.
She's a lot.
She is a lot. I don't want to give away too much because I don't really know. I've just seen the rumors, and they kind of allude to it in the open, in the teaser, in the promo for it yesterday, that something unprecedented happened, and everybody's talking that she's the first Bachelorette to ever quit after like 3 episodes or get thrown off the show. One of the two.
Okay. Well, they always find a way to make this the most historic Bachelor/Bachelorette season
ever.
Well,
they had to replace her.
We do
know this.
So this is legitimate history then. Okay, you're right.
And this is the Bachelor. I don't know what her name is. Claire or Clarice or Chase or Maria. Maria or something. Anyway, and she's the oldest Bachelorette ever. She's 39.
Oh, my God. Damn near 40.
Good analysis, Whip. Thanks.
Thank you.
Right.
Okay.
And just past 38.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
So she's 39 and looking for love. But they started this whole thing right when the pandemic began. They didn't know if they were going to get it. So they opened the show explaining it, that they had put all of them in quarantine. In the hopes they could get the show done, and got everybody tested negative. So they put them in a bubble and away they go. So I saw that part of it. And then I saw where one of the guys wanted to talk to her because he knew for a fact that one of the other guys, while in quarantine, was talking to a girlfriend or a female friend on Instagram. And he's like, I just want you to know that while we were in quarantine, he was talking to other girls on Instagram because I know one of the other girls. And it was this big, huge controversy. And I was thinking to myself, is that bad? Because, he's never even met the Bachelorette yet. Does he owe her some kind of loyalty as he sits in his hotel room for 14 days to just wait for her, even though he's never even met her?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's part of the contract.
And it was like a big deal. Like, I don't know if he, but he's talking to girls. And I would have been like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I am.
I'm guessing while you were in quarantine, Charlotte, what's her name?
Claire.
As it turns out, I guess you might have been talking to some people too, because now the rumors are she was scrolling Instagram and getting all sorts of background on the guys before she even met them.
No.
Yeah, because she knew who they were. Normally, the Bachelor doesn't know the Bachelors.
Right.
Okay.
But she knew who they were because they
had
were all
quarantine.
In quarantine.
Yeah.
Right.
So she did a bunch of deep dive research, which caused all sorts of issues. Maybe I should do the Bachelor.
Sounds like you know a lot about this show already.
Yeah.
Maybe there was some rule we don't know about or something. But otherwise, it shouldn't seem like it was a big deal that he was doing that.
I don't think there is any rule. I think it's just one guy trying to backstab another guy, and the overly dramatic Bachelorette's like,
Well, you were
talking to girls? He's like, I don't even know you.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, why would you be that upset?
And you're about to date 30 guys at once.
Right. What do you want to do?
If this kind of stuff wouldn't happen, what would they even talk? There wouldn't be an episode.
Just look at her and go, pick me and I'll stop. Right. How about that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Whip, any thoughts on your 30-second Bachelorette review?
I was kind of like head in the clouds, head in the sand over the fact that this even existed.
That's two far, far apart places.
I know, how far I was going to try to avoid the fact that this was actually happening. I didn't realize this show was even on.
Well, you know, she's 39, almost 40.
Damn near 40.
Yeah.
I almost, I realized it, I think, yesterday, and then I think I was also in denial, like, oh, maybe they won't notice, or maybe it's not really on. But I will be happy to do it, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. I think we should approach this like we approached Dancing with the Stars when you folks demanded Whip's 15-second review of that.
Yeah.
15?
I don't know. It felt like 2 minutes.
Yeah. And we said, okay, we'll have Whip watch Dancing with the Stars, but only until Carol Baskin gets kicked off, and then after that we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully she got kicked off almost immediately.
Right. Very quickly.
So, why don't we have you watch The Bachelorette, but only until The Bachelorette gets kicked off?
Okay, no problem.
All right?
Yeah.
Which I think is just a few shows in and they bounce her.
So we know this already, that she's going to be kicked off?
That is universally out there now.
And then the season ends?
Yeah. Well, no, they bring
they
in another Bachelorette.
New.
Okay, okay.
With the same guys, you think?
Yeah, right. Same guys.
Oh, okay.
Like, got it.
Tayshia, I think her name is Tayshia or Tashia.
Okay.
Something like that. They bring her in.
I'm gonna have to get caught up.
Because like something goes crazy with Clarice or Charlotte or
Claire.
But they were changing her name a lot, being like she's clairvoyant. Yeah. And
she keeps
putting Claire
she
in
either
words.
Quits or she runs away or she gets thrown off or
something happens,
but I don't know what it is, but maybe that should be our breaking point with your coverage.
It's so weird. Don't they usually run Dancing with the Stars and then as soon as that ends, then they do a Bachelor/Bachelorette and they alternate? I thought they were on the same night. I might be making that up. But
you
that's
would
why
know I, more than us.
That's why I thought The Bachelorette would have to wait till the end of the season, but obviously not.
I think they're just eager to throw new programming.
I think you're right on the money with that.
All right, so you're
in
charge of that. It'd probably just be a couple of episodes.
Yeah, is it on tonight?
I don't know.
No, okay, I'll check.
No, it was on yesterday.
Oh, okay, good.
Do they do a follow-up? They do a couple nights in a row usually.
They used to do Mondays.
So maybe it is on tonight.
Well, that's why Dancing with the Stars is Monday. That's why I thought, anyway.
Right.
I'll check my listings.
Right. Okay.
Your local listings, please.
Yes.
I guess there's one guy on there from Chicago that I think Lisa from the Cowboy and Lisa show in the afternoon.
She's a good friend of his.
She knows him.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I followed him on Instagram. Check him out a little bit.
They all seemed a little bit crazy. All the guys are a little bit nuts.
He's actually the one in the promo that says, you know what, maybe we need to walk out then, us 15 guys.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
Oh, he's organizing a strike.
Yeah.
He's a rebel rouser.
In the promo, like 15 of them left.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you got to. This could
And
be,
he spearheaded the whole thing.
This could be good.
Wow.
All right. A girl who ate only toast and Pringles claims hypnotherapy cured her of her food fear. She spent her life only eating that.
Wow. Unbelievable.
You've been hypnotized, Whip. Did it affect you? Do you think it's an effective treatment to deal with issues?
I felt like it was effective for a little while. Like in the moment when I was being hypnotized, I think it worked right. It didn't sort of
Did
like have
feel
a long term.
Woozy or sleepy when it was happening?
Yeah, I think both woozy and sleepy.
Yeah.
Hard
That's
to separate.
We're actually going
to
call this show. At one
woozy
point.
And sleepy.
Woozy and sleepy in the morning, but I don't know that really inspires people to get up. Hey, woozy and sleepy coming at you.
That's true.
All right, 312-233-1019. The Eric in the Morning list. If you could only eat one food the rest of your life, like this girl eating Pringles. Top three foods you would eat. Melissa, what would you eat?
Mine would be chicken sloppy joes.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken sloppy joes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, cool. What?
I'd probably go with pizza if I have to be honest.
Yeah. Violetta?
Buttered noodles with like Parmesan cheese.
You're nine. When my kids were nine, that's all they
it's
ate.
So yeah. Good.
Buttered
you can eat
noodles.
It every day.
Every time you go to an Italian restaurant, buttered noodles.
Yeah. What would you eat?
I got a couple of different options. I kind of agree with John.
Yeah, good morning. Sushi.
Yeah, that is so
good. I feel like
so
I enjoy
good.
The taste. I'd get the protein, you know, everything that I need.
Right. I like the rice.
Yeah, it's all delicious. Look at Violetta making the face. Buttered noodles are so much better.
Sushi every day.
By the way, the oldies so guy, I think, thinks the kitchen is an Italian restaurant.
Which one?
Because every day I come in the morning, you know, at like 5 a.m. or whatever, and
I know.
The oldies guy has already like warmed up his veal piccata.
That was me today.
Oh, was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I heated up my sausage and peppers for breakfast.
That was fragrant. Kim. Kim? Oh, wait, hold on. That's Kim. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
What would you pick?
Sausage and mushroom pizza all the way.
Yeah. Yeah, Whip, would you do that one?
I'll live without the mushrooms. I like the sausage.
Exactly.
Yeah, you would go with what, Jessica?
Hi. I would do macaroni and cheese all day, every day.
Oh. Mac and cheese all day,
every day.
That is
a good thought, actually.
Yeah. At number three, Bill.
Crunchy Cheetos.
I love me some crunchy Cheetos.
See? Okay, I'm going to give that to you guys. I don't get it, but I'm going to give it to you.
Linda, number two.
Warm cinnamon rolls.
Oh, warm cinnamon rolls every day. Yeah, good thinking. Good thinking. That's delicious.
Warm. That's the key part, too.
And finally, in at number one, it's a very popular choice. In fact, it's got a whole day dedicated to it. Jennifer.
tacos.
Tacos, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, tacos.
Yep. I might change my answer to tacos, Jennifer.
Yeah, very versatile.
Yeah, it is
they
very
are,
versatile.
They are.
Very versatile.
A lot of things that you like.
Can't go wrong with tacos every day of the week.
It get has yourself, everything.
Get yourself into some hypnotherapy and shake that one off. Top three, trending on Twitter at number three.
Cardi B accidentally posted a fully topless picture of herself on her Instagram story.
Sure she did.
Which made quite a stir across all the platforms. She tweeted out her response to everybody's backlash and sharing. I mean, she has 90 million followers, so it made a big splash.
What's going on with
the
world?
She went Instagram live over that last night, too.
90 million followers.
Oh,
Instagramming her boobs. Tweeting her boobs. Look at this.
And they're
this
not really what I expected, actually. But
how so?
There was a lot larger part than I thought.
She was talking about that on when she went Instagram Live last night.
The primaries are a lot larger than you anticipated?
She said they're huge, and they get really big after she got pregnant.
That's what I was thinking. It must be like a pregnant thing.
Yeah, she says that that's just the way they are now. She says she makes her feel like a woman.
I think this is a sad statement on what I think after I think of Cardi B and her boobs. But do you remember, Eric, when she went on record and said after the baby she's going to get them done and she did all this stuff and then you did your Cardi B, you read directly from her quote, was like, I'm going to get my T's done.
And all I vaguely recall.
That's just what I think of, which is sad.
Going to get my T's so that you guys will enjoy looking at my T's.
Yeah, exactly.
She must have used that word within like a minute, like 30 times last night.
Basically, to sum it up, she says, S happens, F it. I've been fully exposed before. I used to be a stripper, so whatever.
She's come out of her shell.
90 million followers. Yeah. Trending on Twitter, number two.
A single chicken nugget has been launched into space to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Iceland, a popular supermarket there.
What's that have to do with Iceland?
I don't know.
Is it in the shape of Iceland?
It's our anniversary. What is it? How many?
50 years.
It's 50 years for Iceland. What should we do? I don't know. I'm about sending a chicken nugget to space. You're on.
Exactly. What? So a supermarket decided to do this. So I guess maybe they sell really good chicken nuggets there. They sent it up in one of those weather balloons. It went up 110,000 feet. Went up to negative 60 degrees Celsius. And the pictures of the chicken nugget in space are pretty incredible. It's the first time a chicken nugget's been up there.
The chicken nugget has 95 million followers. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Old Country Buffet, a strip mall staple, closed its last location in Illinois. The last spot that was standing was at the Brickyard Mall right here near Fullerton and Narragansett. Old Country Buffet might be gone, but don't worry, because at the same location, there's an Applebee's right across the street.
Perfect. You know, I know many people believe that the days of the buffet are over based on the life we live. But I'm going to continue to hold out hope that everything in life is cyclical.
Yeah.
Fashion is cyclical. All this stuff is cyclical. And someday, and hopefully the not too distant future, the buffet makes a triumphant return.
They'll figure out a way to make it work.
God bless bowls and bowls and bowls of Jell-O. There it is. Got the biggest deal on Prime Day number one yesterday.
Ooh.
Now, the only reason I'm asking this is I'm trying to understand it a little bit better. I'm not an Amazon Prime member.
Okay.
I don't know a lot about these deals. I read the story yesterday that Amazon said they're going to do about $10 billion on Amazon Prime Day, the first one, and that $6 billion of it would be done here in the U.S.
Wow.
And I'm trying to wrap in my head, are you getting that great a deal for all that's going on here? Is it like how Black Friday used to be 5-10 years ago when people, you know, your Aunt Joan would stand outside Walmart at 3 a.m. in order to get a 60-inch TV for $4?
Right, but you don't have to do it in the middle of the night.
But she had to punch 7 people in order to get it.
Well worth it,
though. Is this the modern-day version where you can sit safely behind your computer? You don't have to be up at 3 a.m. punching people to get TVs for $4? Is that what it is?
That's exactly what it is.
Let's find out. Like, did you buy something yesterday, Melissa, on Prime?
I did. I bought 2 things because I think you can still buy today. So yesterday I bought the Dot. Okay, that we talked about.
Right, and then that we gave away 4,000 of them, and Big Karwowski is like, none for you.
None for me, so I bought my own.
Okay.
Saved like $50 on it.
What do those normally cost? I don't
even know. I got it for $23, so they're normally around like almost $80.
That's great.
It was a great deal.
Okay.
And I bought some Calvin Klein underwear. They were running them all over the place. They were having a great deal on the little bikini underwear, so I bought some. They were all over it.
Even Violetta's like, okay, you probably could have just gone, yeah, that's what I got to do.
Well, I did, but you know.
What are those coming in, like a three-pack? What do you get those
in? It was
in
a four-pack.
All right, what does a four-pack underpants normally run a girl? I don't have a clue.
It was like
you could say
bucks.
These are $300. I'm like, all right. Or you could say they're like $9.99. I'm like, all right, mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, it was like $15.
And how much off is that?
It was like 15 off.
Okay.
Like half off.
All right.
But yeah, and so my next one is like a Ring doorbell because they're really, really good price right now.
Oh, wow. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, how are you?
So this Amazon Prime thing, first of all, how much does it cost to be a Prime member?
I think it's like $120 a year.
Okay, and do you have any apprehension that at some point being a Prime member and being a part of Amazon every day and spending all this money, that eventually when Amazon becomes ruler of the world...
Aren't they already?
When?
Yeah, that you'll be one of their minions and followers. Do you get concerned about that at all or not?
No, because it saves all my money in shipping.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, so what did you get yesterday then?
I got a Shark vacuum, the kind that's self-clean. It's normally about $5.99, and I think I paid $3.50 for it.
Nice job.
Wow. So it's like a self-running vacuum. You just turn it on, and you leave for your day, and you come back, and your vacuum's laying on the couch going, done.
Exactly. All good.
So that one's like a Roomba. It's just a different brand?
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's the kind that has the power that holds all the dust so you don't have to... dump it every day.
That's my favorite part, though. I like to see the results of my effort.
Like satisfying.
Yeah. Like I think Violetta once said, there's nothing more satisfying than the sound that it makes when your vacuum picks up crumbs.
Yeah.
That crinkly sound.
Yeah,
when you know, that's like one of the more satisfying sounds in the world.
I don't know if I needed whatever was behind that couch cushion, but I don't care.
You know, that's good stuff. That's good stuff that just happened there. 312-233-1019. Is Jennifer the only one?
Oh,
$10 billion dollars, and Jennifer's the only one with her Roomba vacuum.
No way.
And Melissa's $15.99 underpants. How is Amazon staying in business? 312-233-1019. It's the mix. Girlfriends are exposing their boyfriends in a My Place versus His Place trend on TikTok. Do you recall that first time you saw His Place? The biggest difference between His Place and your place. Maggie.
Yes.
Biggest difference was what?
Everything was brown.
He's like, I love brown. I'm going with the brown motif.
Comforters, furniture. It was all brown.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we're very monochromatic as men.
Okay.
It's hard to screw up brown. All browns match.
That's true.
It was clean, but it was brown.
Yeah.
Very dark.
Yeah, you go into his bedroom, brown comforter, brown walls,
brown sheets.
Right.
Was he a UPS guy? Right. What can brown do for you?
Exactly. Open his refrigerator, everything's brown. I only buy brown food.
Oh my God.
It's a thing I do. I know it's weird, but it's my thing. Everything's brown. You remember that time, Megan, His Place versus your place?
Yeah, he never cleaned his bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
Also, nothing but brown.
Oh, gosh.
The color. Gosh. And hair.
Yeah. Did he clean other things and just decided to skip the bathroom, or is just the bathroom he was dead set against cleaning?
I mean, the whole apartment wasn't great, but the bathroom's just more noticeable.
Yeah.
Especially as a female going in there, it was disgusting.
Right. Yeah. The permanent ring around the toilet that you used to be able to scrub away, but now it's been there so long, it's a part of the toilet.
Right. Time for a new toilet.
Yeah. I went into my son's fraternity house, and that's kind of what it's like.
Ooh.
And it brought back fond memories of my fraternity house.
I know this.
I know how this works.
Oh, sick.
This is great. Hey, Debbie, his house versus your house.
When we first met, he had a refrigerator that looks like a Budweiser beer can in his dining area.
Cool.
In his dining
area. Well, see, that way you don't have to go walk all the way to the kitchen to get what you need. It's right there.
Yeah.
Like a true man cave.
Yeah, yeah. And was it filled only with beer?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, nah, I'm not like a cave man. There's cheese and stuff in there and old pizza. Not just beer.
Yeah.
Top 10 superpowers people wish they had. A new survey by 2,000 people. This is what we came up with. I guess I didn't even really realize there were 10 superpowers.
Oh, my God. I think about this all the time.
Do you really?
I didn't really
contemplate. What would I want if I could have anything?
All the time, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think about it all the time, Melissa?
No.
Yeah. How about you,
No, not really.
Totally, all the time.
It's hard to pick. It's really hard to pick.
Yep. The number one superpower of choice. I guess it wasn't that hard to pick. Brian, right out of the gate, must be what?
Invisibility?
That is exactly it. Oh. People want to be invisible.
What?
Number one choice, that's invisibility.
Up there. That's up there. Seriously? That's creepy, though. But you could just spy on people with cameras.
Spy on people with cameras.
That sounds you really need the specific. Camera? Just walk in the room.
You could spy on that one dude that I would really like to know more about who's got that camera outside his house, but I can't get near his house even though I've been trying to. All right.
No, it's in the house.
Brian, would you pick invisibility yourself?
Yeah, I think I would.
Yeah? Where would be the first place you would go, Brian?
Maybe a bank.
Oh, wow. All right.
Okay.
Getting real.
Right
good.
Into the bank. Invisibility was number one, the top 10 superpowers people wish they had. Melissa was creeped out by it. Why? What would you pick?
I would have picked to fly.
That's number two. Flying.
Because when you're invisible, I mean, you know, you can go into places you don't need to be going into. It's just rude. It's creepy and scary all at the same time.
Why does everything... Maybe you'd use your invisibility for good, not rude and creepy.
Well, I would... But
of course you would. You're a perfect
other
person.
Other people.
For the record, you know what? You can paint yourself anyway. You have a very creepy side.
I do not.
Whip, which one would you pick?
Is X-ray vision on there?
See, now I would have thought that would have been on there.
That's
along
on there?
The lines of creepiness with the invisibility, yeah. But I've always thought about that.
Yeah, Melissa wasn't horrified by that while Whip's got his X-ray vision so you can see your brand new Calvin Klein underwear we learned about last hour.
Not specifically that.
Yeah. No, it doesn't make it. Your top 10 are invisibility, flying, time travel.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's an interesting one. Yeah. You mess up the space-time continuum, though.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Number four, teleportation. Yeah, I don't want to do that either. Number five, super strength. I already got it.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Number six, super healing abilities.
Oh, that would be cool.
Nice. That should be number one.
It's so nice.
Because you could just help everybody.
Unlike that creepy invisible where guys are just going in to see you naked. Number seven, telepathy.
Is that reading people's minds?
I guess it
could
be. Or controlling people's minds.
Or you can communicate with the other people through your minds, right?
Read their thoughts.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was mine.
What am I thinking right now?
To shut up.
Number eight. God, you have it. Oh, my God. You have superpowers.
Thank you.
That is great. Number eight, super speed.
Oh.
Number nine, super intelligence. And number 10, talking to animals.
Really?
Ooh. Nah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, you do.
That's boring.
Imagine
modern day Snow White.
No, I give you Aquaman. Aquaman can talk to the fish.
Yeah.
Doesn't do him any good.
Good.
All right, great. It's the mix. We have a winner.
Okay,
we have the unexpected person your ex ended up with. We had a bunch of finalists. 60123 to text in. I actually am glad this person called back because I wanna know what this experience is like. Hi, Kate.
Hi.
Thanks for taking a couple of moments. You text in last hour the unexpected person that your ex ended up with, but in fact you are the ex, right?
I am the ex.
And you ended up with who? Hello?
I ended up with his identical twin brother.
Wow. You ended up marrying the identical twin brother of your ex?
Yes.
Okay. How do you get there? How are you dating the one brother and then start dating the identical twin brother? How do you make that leap?
So, brother A and I were high school sweethearts. We dated all 4 years of high school, and he ended up going to Western Illinois University, and his brother and I ended up going to UIT.
Okay.
And for the flames.
Yeah, the twin I'm married to, we ended up going to UIT. Now, prior to, you know, graduation, we were just like, hey, you know what? Why don't we just go enjoy our college experiences, not have to worry about being in a serious relationship?
Right.
It's very, very amicable.
Okay.
And his twin brother and I kept running into each other all over campus. And
it was like, wow, hey, you look exactly like you. Yeah. Well, I guess that would make sense. Yeah.
basically. And then eventually, we were at a party, and he was like, I've always had a crush on you. And I was like,
Oh, boy.
Okay.
So he crossed that brother, that twin brother boundary make a run at his twin brother's girlfriend. You obviously had it work out. Now, how did the guy, the original at Western, how did he handle that when he heard the news?
It all ended up okay because he's married to my best friend.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wow. You guys are twisted.
All right. Now, your experience being married to the twin brother, is it all just kind of the same? You know what I'm saying?
God.
I mean, just everything. No, I mean, not
that. That's actually a great question.
I mean, that, and I mean, all the other stuff. Is it all kind of the same?
Being that they're identical, I can definitely tell them apart.
Okay.
Well, personality wise, you're saying.
No.
Other parts.
I just so want to have a really deep conversation with you right now.
So you can tell parts of them apart.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I just pick them out in the lineup.
Yeah, you can pick it out in a lineup. Okay.
All right.
And let's just leave it at this. Do you
identical.
Feel like you got the better brother?
Yes, I do.
Ah, there it is. There it is right
Way
there.
Way to go, girl. You don't know unless you date both of them.
There it is right there.
What was funny was on my wedding day, my mother-in-law said to me, I always knew you were going to end up being my daughter-in-law.
I just didn't know with which. Yeah. No. Really, it's kind of the same.
Oh,
and then my 7-year-old and I, we were going through some old scrapbooks the other day. And she saw my prom pictures. And she was like, oh, Mom, you went to prom with Dad?
You're like, not really.
Oh, my God.
How about I'll never go through these scrapbooks with you again.
That's just when you got to go, yep, I did. Yeah, I did.
That is
all sorts of stories that we've waited until now to share with you. Tidbit Wednesday. Justin Bieber's new Crocs collection sold out yesterday within minutes.
Oh, wow.
Not surprising. Yeah.
Anybody get those?
No.
Oh, shoot.
They're yellow.
Yeah, I guess so. People are now selling the yellow Crocs on eBay for as much as $150. Their original cost is $60, which is $59.99 too much.
Oh, I was going to say, that sounds kind of reasonable.
Not even all. Jonas Brothers are throwing an interactive virtual concert on December 3rd.
Yeah, they are.
Yep. So if you want to see that, sit in front of your iPad and watch
a
concert.
Cool. Yeah.
Jonas Brothers, December 3rd. In Wonder, it's the Shawn Mendes documentary that's coming to Netflix. It's titled In Wonder, a nod to his upcoming album, Wonder, which will serve as a portrait of Shawn Mendes's life.
Okay. Oh. Those documentaries do really well.
Yeah, it should be about 17 minutes long.
Swift one. Yeah, they
his
were.
Whole life.
His life's pretty young.
That's true.
Not a lot to share, really, yet. 60% of Americans won't visit relatives during the 2020 holiday season.
Wow.
You going to visit relatives, Melissa?
Mm-hmm.
Whip?
Yep.
Yeah, unless something happens.
Violetta?
No, my grandma's in Serbia.
Not coming back for the holidays?
You're going to not see your parents, though?
Oh, yeah, I'll
Rocco
see them.
Yeah, they don't count.
Okay. Are those relative of your parents?
There's also now a mason jar shortage because so many people are getting into quarantine canning.
Oh, yeah. Like pickling things?
Yeah, canned peaches and pickle things.
Well, turn pickles, cucumbers into pickles.
Yeah, that too. A few different food trends emerge, like sourdough bread, that's big now. Banana breads are big, and canning. Mason Jar says they are experiencing a shortage.
No.
So you got toilet paper issues, you got Lysol wipe issues, you got paper towel issues, and for the love of God, you can't get a mason jar anywhere.
Who would have thought?
What the hell is this world coming to?
That's weird.
Dunkin' has a new spicy ghost pepper donut that'll blow your socks off this Halloween, Whip.
Oh, that's weird.
Is it, so it's hot?
Yeah, it says spicy,
so it must
spicy
be.
Ghost pepper. It must have a little zip to it, a little kick, a little jump start.
Okay.
You should grab one of those today because I know you get your Dunkin' every afternoon to get it for the next morning on
That's
the drive-in.
Right. Bring a ghost pepper donut in, share it.
Why don't you try it on the way in and let us know.
All right.
Spicy ghost pepper. Don't sanitize or microwave your mail-in ballot, says voting officials.
What?
Please don't do that. I guess people have been thinking they better do it and now the mailing officials are like, nah, you'll probably set it on fire.
Oh,
right.
I'm wondering if it would. Okay.
Yeah. Kraft is under fire for its jokey mac and cheese send nudes campaign.
Oh, that's not funny.
Nudes. But they're spelling it N-O-O-D-S. Nudes, like noodles.
Noodles.
Oh, your nudes.
Send nudes.
Oh, okay.
But everybody's mad because they think it's the other thing.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Kraft said it's send nudes for noodle. Campaign encouraged adults to send free noodles to loved ones to provide comfort and make them smile. They released a video for the campaign, which is no longer available. And now they've decided to pull the entire campaign because people are freaking out that kids are going to start sending nude photos around.
Yeah, we don't want that. Well, that's the thing. It's such a kid's food.
I don't think we need to worry about Kraft being the one like... Kids are like, Kraft says.
Yeah. No.
Oh, Kraft says think that one through.
You like Kraft mac and cheese?
Yeah.
It's delicious. Sure.
I like the powder.
You know what else is delicious, according to mosquitoes? Blood. Human blood tastes sweet and salty, like candy, to mosquitoes, according to a new study.
Really?
That's why maybe some of you get bit more often than others. You have that delicious blood.
Yeah, am I covered in them? I hate it.
You're so sweet.
The study determined that we taste salty and sweet to mosquitoes, much like a salted caramel dessert.
Wow. Yeah.
How do they figure this stuff out?
I have no clue.
Come on.
I don't have any idea.
Come on.
I don't have any idea, but now I understand why mosquitoes do what they do, because that sounds delicious.
Yeah, they're making our blood sound so good.
Right.
From mosquitoes to giant spiders that are replacing murder hornets as America's most terrifying pest.
Wow.
The Dacula. Claims giant spiders from Asia are invading the U.S. The Joro spider grows to be 5 inches long and can catch a hummingbird in its web.
Wow.
The spider loves to bite and is traditionally found in China, or as we say around here, China.
That's right.
Japan and Korea. The Joro builds webs that are several feet high. Agricultural experts believe the spiders arrived at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in crates and have escaped and spread out, and watch out, they're going to kill us dead.
Oh, I looked at pictures, yeah. Ew, if I saw one of those, I would lose my mind.
Speaking of dead, house near graveyard in UK won't sell, so the town has added a bonus burial plot. So they got a house right next to the graveyard. People are like, I don't want to live next to the graveyard. They're like, how about we throw in a free burial plot? They're like, done. now you got a sale.
Hope that works.
Yep. The three-bedroom lodge is owned by the local city council in the town of Malton. The house is located next to the cemetery, and local officials are reportedly hoping to use the profits from the sale to fund repairs to the graveyard. In order to sweeten the deal for the house, local officials have decided to throw in a free plot at the cemetery to go along with the house.
Wow.
You know, you, Melissa, you're always looking for a deal.
I know. I really am.
And you love real estate.
I really, really do.
And earlier this morning, we learned on our question about jumping out of planes, you're not afraid of death.
No, well, on certain days,
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah. And then finally, on Tidbit Wednesday, Utah man steals truck for alien encounter, but feels bad and returns it.
Oh,
that's like the Dunkin' Donuts story I told you in Hinsdale where they robbed it, and then the guys came back the next day and said, we feel bad. Here's your
money. Yeah, criminal with a conscience.
A Utah man allegedly stole a truck. He said he needed to rendezvous with aliens but felt bad for stealing it and returned it to the 7-Eleven store.
Okay.
By the way, that is in Utah, but the top 10 most likely states to see a ghost or alien, what do you think the number one state is?
To see a ghost or alien?
Most likely. You'll hear from people in this state going, I've seen aliens.
Arizona.
Oh, yeah, I've seen ghosts. Nope.
Louisiana.
Nope.
Ooh, I'm going to go Idaho.
Nope. Come on. It's easy.
Really?
California?
No,
where's
it's easy.
Where's the scary place?
Where the hell are you sitting?
Illinois?
Oh, really? It is right there. The great state of Illinois.
We see ghosts because all the mobsters? Back in the day?
Could be. They killed a lot of people.
What do mobsters have to do with ghosts?
Just because there was a lot of violence, you know. And ghosts are dead.
And it's coming back to haunt all of us.
Think Halloween is built around mobsters?
In Chicago, yeah. But let's go back.
Melissa, I have a question for you.
Yeah? What?
You've jumped out of a plane before.
Yeah? Okay.
I was clean. I was out. I was out.
You are still. You still
I was
are.
Out, and then
you're golden pony
then,
boy.
Then out of nowhere, mobsters got brought into play. Just ghosts and alien. You know, like the mobsters.
That's what I thought of. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
It is time to get an update on what's trending on Twitter. Got our first check at 7 o'clock this morning, and I have to ask. I don't know what this is.
What?
Violetta has been pushing this on me all morning. She's like printed out like 4,000 comments. And written over 700 takeaway common answers. And it's just a picture of a piece of bread.
Oh,
she's
my
like,
gosh.
She's like, we're getting a lot of buzz about this. We should really talk about this. I'm like, I don't even know what this is.
Eric, you don't remember yesterday during my trending on Twitter, my number one was this meme going around of a piece of toast. It's the edge piece. And it says, I don't care how bad life gets, I'm not eating this piece of bread.
I wasn't listening. I don't know.
Okay. So we posted that, as in we, I mean me, posted that on our Facebook page at Eric Morning Mix. Yeah. And we posed the question to everybody.
Heel of bread. The heel. End of the bread.
Yeah, right. The last piece. Yeah.
And saying, do you eat this piece of bread? And it turned into 700 comments on how they eat it, if they like it, what they like about it, what they
Isn't
don't.
Isn't that both interesting and unbelievably sad?
It is.
No, it unites us all. Yeah. It makes us happy.
Then she, Violetta, gave me a whole takeaway list from all the comments. The takeaways are the following.
Well, those are my takeaways, yeah.
People call it the heel. People use it to butter their corn. It's much better toasted. They flip it upside down so it looks more normal. They use it for breadcrumbs. Many give it to the dog.
Well, those are the majority of the comments.
And then these are the moments when, like, my dad will stop by and look over my shoulder and see me looking at this stuff and go, that's what you do?
Right.
Oh, no.
They pay you to talk about the heel. That's what you do.
Right.
He goes, I paid for college for that. I'm like, yeah, pretty much.
See, one man's boring as F is another man's fascinating, Eric.
And you know what? Clearly, that's what's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
That I do find it fascinating that people find this fascinating.
Right. So it's
amazing.
It's layers.
It just proves I don't understand anything.
Yes.
I really, truly don't.
Food is the way to go. Mundane conversations about food, that's the way to go.
I go into Captain Hollywood's office. He's like, dude, you got to do a podcast, man. People love podcasts. And I'm like, I don't know if you know this, but I left it all on the table in there. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Everything that I have to say once I walk out, I pretty much used it all up. There is absolutely zero interesting. It's not only B-level material, it's like X-level material that I would be giving you.
Yeah.
No one wants it. He's like, people want that. I'm like, well, then that's sad.
Oh. He's going to get it out of you sooner or later.
52 trillion podcasts, of which 52 trillion are boring.
But most of those podcasts also, they don't have their own show. So
which is
that
is
the show. That is the show. Their podcast is the show.
That is true. And a lot of them I've listened to, I'm like, oh, people listen to this?
Right.
But I guess they do.
Why don't you just pick a random food? Just any food and just sit there and talk about it for like a half hour
really
and see what happens.
True. Yeah. You could go on a podcast like what we're doing now.
Right.
Like 4 minutes we've been talking about a piece of bread.
Right.
So I guess I am an idiot. Right. This could have been a podcast.
Okay, how do you feel about shrimp?
Yeah.
Go.
It's unbelievable. All right, top three things trending on Twitter. Here we go. It at number three.
Billie Eilish is trending, and it's not because of her new music. People are celebrating her and then discussing body shaming after somebody shared a photo of her criticizing her figure. It was a British guy, 29 years old, posted a picture of the 18-year-old singer, not in her typical, like, large shirts and large pants look.
Mm-hmm.
And then captioned it, in 10 months, Billie Eilish has developed into a mid-30s wine mom bod.
Wow.
So that was aggressive. Right.
Plus, pretty typical mean people.
I find
pretty
that typical. Like 85 to 90% of everything is just a bunch of trolls.
Yeah, that's
for
the
sure.
thing. And I don't know why they get all the attention, but unfortunately they
that's
do.
True.
The loudest people get the attention.
Yeah, hopefully that'll change.
That's right, whip!
That's there. See, trending we all heard that.
Trending on Twitter at number two.
Justin Bieber is teaming up with Jacob Tremblay. He's for his new single, Lonely, the Canadian actor, that's Jacob, is going to be appearing as his younger version of Bieber in the music video for Lonely, which is coming out October 16th. Justin is rumored to be debuting that new track live on SNL this weekend, but that's just a rumor.
Okay. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Del Monte is producing a $49 pink glow pineapple.
Screw you, bread. Let's
pink
talk
what?
Del Monte. Now something I can wrap my arms around.
Wait, it's a pink...
I love me some Del Monte.
Yeah. Well, they have pineapples now that are pink. They're like literally highlighted pink.
They are?
Yeah, they started working on this back in 2005, and then they got FDA approval for human consumption in 2016. Oh, so
we're gonna make them pink.
Yeah. And it took 2 years for them to grow them. They handpicked them. What? It's supposed to be sweeter, juicier, and that's why it's so expensive.
Nothing. I was only half listening. I just heard Melissa blurt out, what makes them pink? And I went, ooh.
I don't know what they're doing.
Can you know what?
What are
do
they
this.
Doing?
Let's do like a social experiment today.
Okay.
Post pink pineapples. Your thoughts? And let's see what we get.
Okay.
Let's just see. Let's see if it's as hot as bread.
Okay. Can I give you my opinion or
sure.
my theory?
Yeah, fire
My away. Hypothesis?
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Save now and save later with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. Save now with rebates on energy-efficient products like Energy Star smart thermostats and appliances, and save later on your energy bills. Learn more at ComEd.com/home savings. ComEd, powering lives.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.